So, good evening, everybody. Glad to be able to share the scriptures with everybody this evening. It's a real pleasure. Thank God, and also thank Daniel for picking me this evening. We're real grateful. He's a good kid. Take your Bibles and turn to, we'll start in the book of Hebrews. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And I just want to hit a couple verses in Hebrews. Verse 1 in chapter 11 says, now faith, or believing, talks about faith or believing, is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2 says, for by it, faith or believing, the elders obtained a good report. And of course, if you have to get a good report card, you get the rewards, don't you? So anyway, for by it, believing, the elders obtained a good report. Let's go down to verse 32 in chapter 11 real quick. So we're going to talk about faith, believing, and some elders who demonstrated in their lives that how they obtained a good report by believing. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 says, in this whole chapter, Hebrews is about Old Testament believers, and it mentions a lot of them and how their faith or believing, how their lives impacted our lives, actually, and how God was so blessed with them. And in verse 32, it says, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And in verse 39 it says, and these all, talking about all the believers mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith or through believing, received not the promise. And I'd like to look at a wonderful man of God in the Old Testament and some of his buddies and see why they're not mentioned, but why they are included in verse 32 about the others that were not mentioned. So let's go to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. And we're going to look at Daniel and his three buddies, and we might know them better as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But anyway, we'll start in chapter 1, the book of Daniel, verse 1, and I just want to show you where they came from. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. They had gotten into idolatry again, and usually when that happened to the kingdom of Israel, they were attacked. And verse 2 says, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, And he brought the vessels unto the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning in the tongue of Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before him. Now among these, and here's where we come into Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah of Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. And you can see from just reading this part of the scriptures that these believers had been taken away from their homeland, Israel, and taken captive to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar. And he had selected certain people, certain children of Israel, whom showed promise, and to put them into a special training program. And that's where we are looking at Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, these wonderful believers. But something happened in the kingdom of Babylon in chapter 3 a few years later. At this time, they're just children. But a few years later, something happened. And in chapter 3, I want to talk about that event and how these gentlemen reacted to what went on and how magnificent their believing was. So in chapter 3 of verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. So Nebuchadnezzar decided to set up this huge statue. I mean, my little note here in the Bible says it's 90 feet high. So I think you could see that from quite a ways away if you're in the neighborhood anywhere. Verse 2, then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges, and all the rest of the people that were told to come to this event, they were gathered together. They were all gathered together unto the dedication of this statue. And then verse 4 says, then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, and don't ask me what that is, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, hath set up. And verse 6, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Quite a choice, huh? None. You have none. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations and languages, fell down and worshipped a golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Wow. What an idiot. And my wife said, what an idiot. And he was an unbelieving king. So let's see what happened, though. Verse 8, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, lute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he shall be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. I've never had any kind of thing like this happen to me in life. I live in America, and I live in a different Bible administration, but these guys, there are certain Jews, verse 12, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready, that what time you hear the sound of the band play that I have made, you know, and you fall down and worship the image which I made, well, but if you don't worship at the time you hear the band, you're going to be thrown in the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, listen to their answer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Wow, that's believing. Woo! Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. Seven times. I think maybe, I don't even know how hot that would be. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them in the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Man, I can just imagine how the noise sounded coming from that furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, Did not we cast three men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God, or an angel of God, it should have been, should be. Man, I wished I could see that on video. Wow. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Wow! What an incredible deliverance that God provided for these people who had such great believing, such great faith. Verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against this God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. There, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. What an awesome, awesome deliverance that God performed on behalf of these believers who showed such great believing. I was just so awed by this record, and I've read it more than once in my lifetime. But every time I read it, wow, that's tremendous! What tremendous people they were. What tremendous people. And I know that at some point in the future administrations, way down the road, I am going to see those three guys, and I am going to be able to converse with them. That will be quite an experience. But that's what I wanted to share today, and I encourage all of you out there to read about the other elders in Hebrews 11 and enjoy their walks of believing. You'll be greatly blessed. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for great love for us. Thank you for these great examples of believers, even in the Old Testament, who have walked before us. They're so encouraging. And they show us how strong we can be and how bold we can be in our walks of believing. And they also show us your great love for us and how you would deliver us as long as we stand on your word. So we're thankful, God. And we just give you great thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.